Section 4. Technology Consultation Contracts and Technology Service Contracts. Article 878. A technology consultation contract is a contract under which one party uses technological knowledge to provide the other party with the feasibility study, technological forecast, special technological investigation and analysis and evaluation report on a specific technological project. A technology service contract is a contract under which one party uses his technological knowledge to solve specific technological problems for the other party. Technology service contracts does not include work contracts or contracts for construction projects. Article 879. A client in a technology consultation contract shall, in accordance with the agreement, clarify the issues for consultation, provide technological background information and the related materials, accept the work product of the entrusted person, and pay remuneration. Article 880. The entrusted person in a technology consultation contract shall complete the consultation report or resolve the issues within the agreed time limit, and the consultation report submitted shall meet the requirements as agreed by the parties. Article 881. Where a client in a technology consultation contract fails to provide the necessary materials in accordance with the agreement, thus affecting the progress and quality of the work, or if the client fails to accept the work product or delays the acceptance, he may not request a refund for the paid remuneration and shall pay any unpaid remuneration. An entrusted person in a technology consultation contract who fails to submit the consultation report as scheduled or submits a report failing to meet the requirements as agreed by the parties, shall bear default liability in form of reduction or waiver of its remuneration and the like. Where a client in a technology consultation contract makes a decision in reliance upon the entrusted person's consultation report and advice that meet the requirements as agreed by the parties, any loss thus caused shall be borne by the client unless otherwise agreed by the parties. Article 882. A client in a technology service contract shall, in accordance with the agreement, provide working conditions, perform the cooperative work, accept the work product, and pay remuneration. Article 883. An entrusted person in a technology service contract shall, in accordance with the agreement, complete the services, solve the technological issues, guarantee the quality of the work, and impart the knowledge for solving the technological problems. Article 884. Where a client to a technology service contract fails to perform the contractual obligations, or performs the obligations in a manner inconsistent with the contract, thus affecting the progress and quality of the work, or fails to accept the work product or delays the acceptance, the client may not request for refund of the paid remuneration and shall pay any unpaid remuneration. An entrusted person in a technology service contract who fails to complete the service work in accordance with the agreement shall bear default liability in such form as waiver of remuneration and the like. Article 885. Unless otherwise agreed by the parties, in the course of performance of a technology consultation contract or a technology service contract, the new technological product made by the entrusted person with technological materials and working conditions provided by the client belongs to the entrusted person, and the new technological product made by the client based on the work product of the entrusted person belongs to the client. Article 886. Where there is no agreement in a technology consultation contract or a technology service contract on the bearing of the necessary expenses for the entrusted person to carry out the normal work, or the relevant agreement is unclear, the said expenses shall be borne by the entrusted person. Article 887. Where there are laws or administrative regulations providing otherwise on technology intermediary contracts and technology training contracts, the relevant provisions shall be followed.